Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Well, welcome to the show. This is the DL Link show on 101.9 Chai FM, the show where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. I'm Nikki Seberini, delighted to be with you. And the year certainly is surging ahead. February is the DL Link's Three C's Dinner. It's a huge fundraiser for the DL Link. And of course, it's an evening where we come together, we celebrate life. We do celebrate warriors. We celebrate past cancer warriors. There's comedy, there's entertainment. And it is going to be an extraordinary, extraordinary night. Of course, the countdown being on with it taking place on the 18th of Feb. So get ready for the unforgettable evening that's taking place. And, you know, every year it seems to be getting bigger and bigger and better, more spectacular than the year before. So from the inspiring entertainment to gourmet dining, it's one night you absolutely don't want to miss. And Nick Rabinowitz is the headline host for the night, who's always guaranteed to keep you laughing from start to finish. A gourmet three-course meal created by the incredible Reva Flax Catering, and then a world-class production. And this year, show promises to be immersive, and we'll say no more. So that's happening on the 18th of Feb, 6:30 for seven. A table is 20,000 rand. I believe there are only a couple of tables left, so you're going to have to move very fast on this one. So of course, even though we are in February and December holidays are just behind us, the question is, did you look after your skin? And what does that mean, and what does that entail? And I certainly remember when my children were younger, I used to run around after them. For some reason, they hated putting on suntan lotion. And I would smear the suntan lotion on, because we know that the damage is caused on younger skin, and we really feel the effects of all sorts of skin issues, and we're talking specifically melanoma and skin cancers later on in life. And I'll be honest with you, they go on the golf course, they go on the beach, and I don't know if they still put suntan lotion on, because I'm not there to run after them. And so, you know, we know we have to do it. Do we do it? And I think the very important question is the reminder of why it's so important, why we need to be taking time to do it, to have a proactive approach. And so we've invited onto the show today Dr. Heffer, who's the medical advisor at Universal Healthcare, to talk about the growing problem in South Africa, believe it or not, that is skin cancer. Dr. Heffer, thank you so much for joining us. Great to have you on the show.
Thank you very much, Nikki, and good morning to all your listeners.
So you're with one of the country's largest medical scheme administrators, and you're urging South Africans to be mindful of sun safety year-round. So here I am talking about on the beach. You're talking about year-round, to have a regular screenings and to put protection on. Why is that so important to you as a medical aid? Are you seeing an increase in skin cancers?
Yes, indeed, Nikki. That has been becoming more apparent in the statistics. There's several factors that's driving it. So we are seeing a gradual and very concerning increase in a preventable condition. If early detected and steps are taken, then we don't have to have the advanced stages that unfortunately don't have such a good outcome. So what we have seen is, with our age progression in our population, there's also a significant increase. And then there's also we have the beautiful sunshine, we have, as you've mentioned, outdoor sports, but that the awareness of the importance of taking protection. Baseball cap doesn't protect your ears. You need a wide brim hat, and your lips, and the sensitive areas that are exposed to sunlight. So it's basic precautions, as well as you said, as a looking after yourself by applying sunscreen. So to us, it is a increasing trend, and we would like to bring that to the attention of your listeners so that steps can be taken to manage it more effectively.
Okay, so this is really an important conversation. You know, so often we talk about early detection, we talk about preventative measures that we can take, and once again with this we're doing it as well. And really, early detection would be regular visits to a dermatologist, regular checkups, and preventative, as you're saying, what hat are you wearing, what sunscreen. So let's break it all down, because there's a lot of information, Dr. Heffer. Let's first look at the types of different skin cancers, because I know there are four different types. And also what came to my attention is that South Africa has the highest incidence of non-melanoma skin cancer in Africa. And it's predicted that the number of new non-melanoma skin cancer cases identified will increase by 28% by 2030 and by 73% by 2040. So let's look at the non-melanoma. Let's look at the different kind of cancers, what we need to be concerned about, what we need to be looking out for, and take immediate action. If you can just unpack that. Thank you.
Indeed, Nikki, those are the concerning figures. And then that's led to this conversation. The non-melanoma cancers are all caused by the same. It's the UV exposure to the sunlight. And it doesn't happen immediately. It happens decades ago. So you can, in your 20s, mid-years, have had the exposure, the damage to the DNA in the cells has already happened, and it is there now progressing, depending on which mutation has happened. So the non-melanoma cancers that we usually see is a basal cell carcinoma, and then the more aggressive is the squamous cell carcinoma. So it starts with awareness. It starts with self-inspection, like with any other condition, that you actually do have to look after your largest organ, which is your skin. You need to get to know it, see any new blemishes or any concerning changes, and have somebody assist you in inspecting the areas that you cannot inspect so regularly. And then secondly, yes, is your annual visit to your general practitioner, where you focus on preventative care, and that they can then have a look at the different lesions and then decide as to whether they require further investigation and or management, which can be as simple as using liquid nitrogen to freeze them and then destroy the potential cells even before they really become a problem, or there are some other treatment modalities. And eventually there might be an excision, a wider excision, depending on the histology that's received. So prevention and awareness and self-management is the cornerstone, and then the early detection makes the huge difference in the outcomes.
So, and it's so interesting because it really is a case of, as I was saying, you know, at this, when you're young, you think you're invincible, and you think, oh, I'll worry about those things later on. Hence, maybe your mother used to put a lot of suntan lotion, but maybe as you get older, you're not aware of putting the suntan lotion on. So it is interesting that very often the damage is done when you're younger. Can you reverse the damage that's been done?
That's in the field of people with lotions and moisturizers. Uh-huh. Yes, you can reverse some of the damage, like the drying, the blistering, the cracking. So moisturizing the skin, but that is the general. Once it has progressed, unfortunately, you cannot reverse something that's already had a DNA mutation. But you can reverse the aging effect and the likelihood of the lesion becoming larger by using a proper cosmetics and toiletries and all products designed for skincare. So the other thing is, by continuing the protection, once you have a lesion and it has been managed and even just frozen, that area is now the exposed. If you expose that area to sunlight again, you have a very high risk of recurrence. So just because it has been addressed doesn't mean that you now bulletproof.
Free.
You need to, yes.
Okay.
If,
It's
by its
important.
very treatment, you've actually created another opportunity for vulnerability in that area.
Okay. So this is something, it's not a once-off. This is something that you have to be really looking at regularly. So you've got to, I suppose what I'm hearing you say is that just like we visit the dentist every 6 months or once a year, we should be going to a GP or our dermatologist. And we know that dermatologists today can very often take, they've got such amazing cameras and technology that they can take pictures and they can compare, you know, the little moles or the little marks on the skin from one visit to the other. I just want to also stress, and this is taken from Dr. Mazwai's article that he wrote, that if you look at the age profile of non-melanoma skin cancers, it speaks to what we were talking about the repercussions of lifestyle behaviors, of not, you know, of being out in the sun during the dangerous time, perhaps not wearing the sunblock, perhaps not wearing the right hat, as you said, instead of just a pea cap, not protecting the ears. So far down the line is 60 or 70 years on. So just 11.6% of skin cancer patients are between the ages of 18 and 49. And 41.9% are between ages of 50 to 69, and 46.5% are older than 70. So, yeah, the damage is, a lot of damage is done. So we really need to be looking after our skin, and then, you know, the early detection, if that's important, is very important to be going to visit doctors. So let's look at the areas of the skin that perhaps are most vulnerable to skin cancers. As you said, you know, we live in South Africa. It's beautiful. There were years ago when we spoke about the ozone layer, and it was identified that South Africa was we were more prone to higher UV rays. Now, I don't know if that's changed. I can't remember last reading an article on that, Dr. Heffer. And certainly I read that South Africa, there are more cases than Africa. I don't know if that's because there's more diagnosed cases or because there's more risk in South Africa. Do you know anything about that?
Yes, thank you. Firstly, the technology, mole mapping, is a significant advance. But it also has its place. It doesn't obligate you from taking responsibility for monitoring your own skin. Secondly, yes, the emphasis where we looked at the ozone layer at that stage and the reduction of the damaging agents, it was very top of mind. These agents have been removed, but the ozone itself is not necessarily the only factor that contributes to our high UV exposure. We have the great outdoors, we have the weather and the circumstances for that. So although that has diminished as a single factor, it's the UV light is still there, it's still coming through. And so the time of day of exposure is important, and the length of day, and also our sun screening technologies has increased quite significantly. So you can have a very high SPF factor that can give you extreme protection, and that's what's the basis of keeping the skin looking younger and healthier. There's nothing wrong with people love to have a slightly color, the healthy of a bit of suntan, but it must be obviously then in controlled circumstances using the right protection. On to the age, yes, the age, as you said, is the net effect of your accumulative exposures over the decades prior to it, so that when you reach the satisfactory age of 70, this moves right up into your high risk conditions that you need to be focused on. So the awareness around that, and where something might have been there for quite a while, it's important to detect any changes in the behavior of that skin lesion. And that's where the mole mapping and the regular monitoring goes to, is because there are certain subtle signs that can show. It can start growing, it can start spreading, it can start infiltrating, it can start discoloration, it can start bleeding. And these are all signals that would then differentiate it from just a normal nevus that doesn't require necessarily further surgical or specialized attention. So there are subtle signs, and that's what you need to share with your healthcare provider.
And Dr. Heffer, are there particular body parts that are more susceptible? You spoke about, I mean, if we talk about sport, and as we said, South Africans love their sport, and a lot of people will wear the peak cap, but that doesn't protect the ears. So in your experience, have you, is it the tips of the ears? Is it the nose? Is it the, where, or not? Are they not more susceptible parts?
Those are, especially the tips of the ears, or any part of the ear, the back of the neck, the nose, the lips, and then also on the forehead. But because we see these the whole time, we might be more conscious of it. But you don't forget about the legs that have been exposed, the forearms and the back of hands. So these skin lesions can happen at any of these spaces, that we do, even on the feet, you can get a skin lesion that then becomes cancerous. So it doesn't mean that there's only the traditional areas, but those are the ones that, we see the highest incidence of, and that's probably also where most people are aware of that, because everybody else is also pointing out, you've got this dry, itch, scaly patch that doesn't seem to be going away. And that then needs some attention. Moisturizing it at that stage might make it look different, but if it persists, you need to then have a low threshold to accessing healthcare. So just because you are applying creams and lotions doesn't mean that you should avoid seeking medical advice and an evaluation.
Yeah, absolutely. And another part I was just thinking about is the scalp, really. I mean, if you can feel something, if something is itchy or bleeding or whatever in the scalp, you know, you can't look at your own scalp, but that's definitely when you would be going to a doctor, right? Must be aware of the scalp, I presume, as well.
Your hairdresser is one of the best people to point some of these things out to you. Okay. Because they see your scalp from... and. They are professionals at that, because they're looking at everybody's scalps. And because of the hair thinning, we do have areas that are more susceptible. And it can be quite a while before you can actually feel a lesion, a significant, or when you brush or comb. But rely on somebody that is looking at your scalp differently.
Doctor, just one more thing that I wanted to focus on was the protection. I think let's go into that a little bit more. We mentioned the UV rays, the importance of it. You mentioned there are, you know, the technology is so much better with regards to the kind of creams, lotions, ointments we can use. So let's look at when it's most dangerous to be outside, but also some of us think, and especially having come back from holidays, you're sitting on the beach and you're sitting an umbrella and you automatically think you're protected. So let's speak to that, if you don't mind.
UV lights can penetrate through clouds as well. So it because it's a cloudy day, doesn't mean that you have no exposure. That's one of the misconceptions. So be prepared, and also apply your skin creams for those days. The most dangerous times, is the very intensive times of the day, is we usually have it between 10 and to 4, where we consider that if you then have an outdoor activity, to take extra special precaution and definitely make sure that you apply the sunscreen and also have your protective gear. The newer technologies, you don't have to apply it the whole time. They are waterproof. You don't have to cover your child every time they get out of the pool with a new layer. So there's been significant advances and the sprays and the creams, but invest in a quality, good SPF factor and apply it correctly, and then you will have the benefit of those. When you do see the skin turn red in sunburn, that means that the sunscreen did not work effectively, and that you either need to take more intensive precautions. So redness is what's the skin burn, and that's what we try and avoid. And that is caused by infrared radiation. But the ultraviolet radiation we cannot see, and that is causing the damage without changing in the temperature. And so That's why it might not be hot and you might not be feeling the infrared rays on your skin. There's still ultraviolet damage happening.
It's such an important conversation. I'm so glad that we've had this conversation, Dr. Heffer. Was there anything that maybe we haven't covered that you wanted to mention very quickly before we say goodbye?
I think it's the importance of self-care. Like you need to inspect your feet and toenails. You need to take care of your skin and it will take care of you. You're going to need it for a long time.
Yeah, such a good point. And, you know, for those people who don't like looking at themselves in the mirror or looking at themselves more and more, you know, with all things, you should be feeling and looking and examining. It's really an important part of protecting oneself. So thank you for that reminder, Dr. Heffer. So many important things that we highlighted. I thank you so much for your time today.
Only a pleasure, Nikki. Have a nice
thank
day.
Thank you so much. Dr. Heffer, medical advisor at Universal Healthcare. And really, I think such an important topic, especially when you look at the numbers in South Africa and that the numbers are increasing. So we really have to be aware of taking care of ourselves. We're going to take a break. And then Robin Wheeler, renowned Insight Series author and speaker, will be joining us.